This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WP Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as you and I together trek through the entire New Testament and the old as well here and there, whenever the old will help bring out the New Testament truth that we're looking at. We are in a verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation. For the next couple of days, probably for the rest of this week, we're going to look at this from another angle prior to starting look at the false prophet in Revelation chapter 13, I believe is verse 11, is where we'll pick it up there. In the meantime, I want to look today at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, another famous text. This is Paul's look at what he calls the man of sin. Now, in the meantime, I invite you to visit this ministry and some of our websites. This program, WGOD, you can find on the internet at wgodontheair.net. Our Facebook page is WGOD Radio. And on Twitter, all one word, you'll find us at WGOD Radio. Now, these programs are all uploaded. Like this program, for instance, here is going to be uploaded on Saturday, though you're hearing it on the radio on Tuesday. But if you want to hear them as soon as they're recorded, I invite you to do that by going to either one of those websites or Facebook page, and you'll see them uploaded. And I have a quick minute and a half for a new updated announcement here on this Thursday morning. You're listening to WGOD Radio. You're hearing an older program, something I recorded, almost 2 years ago. But this announcement here on Thursday morning, the 9th of March, is brand new. And that is, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church this weekend. This Sunday, we're teaching, I'm going through verse by verse through the book of James, and it's been an awesome study. And James pulls no punches, friend, let me tell you. This week, it's going to be more of the same. My sermon this week is entitled, Woe to You Teachers. And it's James chapter 3, verse 1, his warning to teachers, let not many become teachers, knowing that we will receive a stricter judgment. That's my sermon. Boy, just every week it's been something. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials. Faith without works is dead. Whoever breaks just one point of the law is guilty of the whole thing. Just week after week, it's been one thing after another. Next week, my sermon is, you will know them by their speech. And then he calls everyone that buddies up, everyone that's friends with the world, he calls an adulterer and adulteress. That'll be my sermon in 2 weeks. But this week, woe to you teachers. Sunday morning at 10:30, the place, Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Now here today, we're going to look at some more things spoken before they happen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now Paul's writing this letter because some false teacher or false thus saith the Lord, someone crept in the back door here at this church and told them things that weren't true. False prophets or a false teacher. This is the context for what we're looking at here. And now You'll understand that as Paul starts in, but also I want you to see that Paul's going to give the apostolic doctrine, the truth. This is something that hasn't been revealed before. The Holy Spirit speaking through Paul to set the record straight on how things are going to pan out here at the end of the age. Now, brethren, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, the word epi synagoge, the word synagogue is gathering. Epi, actually gathering together. Soon, S-Y-N or S-U-N means together or with. Epi synagoge, gathering together. Now, concerning the coming, that's the parousia, the return, the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is the subject matter for what we're looking at. The second coming of Jesus Christ. And what's known as today amongst circles, the rapture. I don't like that word. That word's not in the Bible. The notion, though, this idea of a rapture, of a snatching away of the saints is biblical. That's what the Word of God says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17 says, the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first then. T-H-E-N. Those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up. Harpazo, the word means open theft. Like someone who comes up to you and will stick a gun in your back at the supermarket and say, stick them up. It's open theft, out in the open. That's what that word means. Harpazo in Latin is rapturi, I believe is where that word rapture comes from. So we know the doctrine is true because the Bible says so. It's going to come as mystery. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and we will all be changed. We know it's a Bible fact. The question is, when? Now, Paul's going to tell us when. Now, brethren, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means. All right. Someone had said to them, someone had told them that the day of Christ had come. Now remember, the day of Christ is a good day. If your Bible does not say day of Christ, if your Bible says the day of the Lord, I humbly suggest to you that you get a new Bible because that reading's not accurate. It's Christ. The reading is Christ in some 90% of every manuscript in existence. Day of Christ. The day of Christ is not the day of the Lord. In my opinion, it's a different day. Paul says that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. He says that he who is at work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ. The day of Christ is a good day, not the day of the Lord. Amos the prophet says in Amos chapter 5, verse 18, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. It's a day of darkness. The day of the Lord is like putting your hand on a wall and a snake bites you. Woe to you that desire the day of the Lord, the day of Christ. Paul says he rejoices in that day. That's a day when all this is over, when your work will be finished. Finally, after all this time of us putting up with all the evil that we see in the world, finally the time is coming where, as the Holy Spirit says in Revelation 14, that we may rest from our labors and our works will follow us. This is a happy day. The day of Christ is a good day. Now, don't be shaken in mind nor troubled either by spirit or by a word or by letter as if from us. Paul's saying, we didn't write this. This didn't come from us. This came from somebody else. Then he says this, as though the day of Christ had come. Maybe someone told them they missed the rapture. You missed this blessed event that he talked about in his first letter that he wrote to them. Again, Don't be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Now, verse 3, here comes the truth. He's going to set the record straight. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, what day? The day of Christ, this good day. That day will not come unless. Now you can put a colon right there if you've got your Bible. You can put a colon. Here comes Paul's list. These things have to happen first. That day will not come unless. Now Paul's going to give two things to this church, and he's going to give two things to you out here today as well. The day of Christ, this rapture of the church, everyone's talking about. People say it could be today. People say that there's nothing left that has to happen before the rapture of the church. Well, what does the Bible say about it? Paul says that day will not come unless these two things have to happen first. Number one, first let's read the verse. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Two things have to happen first prior to this day of Christ, which we anxiously await. Number one, the falling away. And you say, well, falling away of what? Well, the Bible tells us what. And that is, if you flip back just a couple of pages to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, now the Spirit expressly says, that means he makes it perfectly clear. There's no doubting on this, explicitly or expressly. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. You see, the falling away is a falling away from the faith. Now, I say to you today that this has already happened. Look around. Smell the coffee out here today. This country, the United States of America, I hate to shock you, but here it goes. The United States of America has fallen away from the faith of Jesus Christ. We've fallen away. This country's fallen away. This world has fallen away. In your Bibles, if you're making your list, you can put a check mark right here. This has already happened. The day of Christ will not come unless, number one, the falling away comes first. This country has fallen away from the faith. I got to hand it to the president when he says this country is no longer a Christian nation. He's right. This is not a Christian. You wouldn't see the things that you see out here today. You wouldn't see 60 million babies aborted if this country was still walking in the faith of Jesus Christ. You wouldn't see the things that you see if this country was still in the faith. We have fallen away from the faith. This is not a Christian country, so for that, I commend the president. He's right. United States, no longer a Christian nation. Sorry to say that, but you can put a check mark next to that. The day of Christ will not come until, number one, the falling away comes first. Now, in tomorrow's program, we're going to look at requirement number two that has to happen before the rapture, and that is, the man of sin is revealed. We'll pick it up right there tomorrow on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. and on Twitter at WGOD.